Welcome to the Animal Health Employment Insider, brought to you by The Vet Recruiter. In this podcast, executive recruiter Stacy Purcell, founder of The Vet Recruiter, an animal health and veterinary industry workplace and workforce expert, provides insight and practical advice for both employers and job seekers in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. The Vet Recruiter's mission is to help animal health and veterinary organizations hire top talent while helping animal health and veterinary professionals attain career-enhancing opportunities that increase their quality of life. In today's podcast episode, we'll be talking about the outward mindset for animal health and veterinary professionals. Hello, Stacy, and thank you for joining us today.
Hello, Julia. As always, I'm glad to be here today.
Stacy, we've discussed the importance of proper mindset previously on the show. Is today's topic along the same lines?
Yes, it is. And the reason that we have addressed the proper mindset multiple times is that it is very important. Skills and experience certainly have their place in a person's career, but without the proper mindset, it's difficult for a person to reach their full potential.
So where would you like to start today?
Well, Julia, as you know, I have been an animal health recruiter and veterinary recruiter for more than 20 years, and because of that, I've interviewed and spoken with thousands of animal health and veterinary professionals. During that time, I have learned that there are two types of people, those who are inward focused and those who are outward focused.
What do you mean by that exactly? What does it mean if you're inward focused?
Inward focused people have their head down, both literally and figuratively. They're focused on what they're doing in their own job or what is going on within their current employer's organization.
And that's a problem?
It is a problem. Inward-focused individuals are so focused on what's going on with their current job and within their current employer that they're not always aware of what's happening outside of their employer, including what's happening in the industry and what their employer's competitors are doing.
So how are outward-focused individuals different from inward-focused ones?
Well, good question, Julia. So outward-focused individuals also know what's happening in their job and in their employer, but they also have their head up and they're aware of what's happening outside of their employer's organization.
So it's just a knowledge thing, having the knowledge of what's going on.
Well, no, knowledge is only the first part of being outward focused. The second part is networking. These professionals not only keep their ear to the ground, but they also network with other professionals. They attend industry conferences and they network there with people from other organizations as well. That's part of the reason they know what's happening in the overall industry is because they consistently network with other professionals.
Are you saying those people who are working in the animal health industry and veterinary profession should be outward focused and not inward focused?
Actually, I would advocate for being both inward focused and outward focused. Obviously, you have to be aware of what's happening in your job, and you also have to be aware of what's going on within your employer. However, that is not enough, not if a professional wants to successfully grow their career and maximize their potential.
Why is that not enough? What are the specific reasons?
When you're inward focused and not outward focused, then you're not aware of the opportunities that exist in the marketplace. And when I say opportunities, I mean employment opportunities or animal health jobs and veterinary jobs. This is important because if you're not aware of these career opportunities, then you're not in a position to take advantage of them. In terms of career advancement and growth, knowledge and awareness are critical.
Stacy, I know that we've talked about being proactive and being reactive on the show. Are these terms related to what we're discussing today?
Yes, I would say so. And if you're only inward focused, then you're reactive. You have no choice but to be reactive because you don't have the awareness and the knowledge that you need. On the other hand, when you're outward focused, then you do have the awareness and knowledge that you need to be proactive. You can take the information that you've gathered and you can act on it. So if you want to maximize your career, then you need to be both inward focused and outward focused. I can't stress enough the importance of being able to do both. The basic rules for success definitely apply to this situation.
What do you mean by that?
Well, success boils down to a person's options and opportunities. It's a numbers game, really. The more options and opportunities that a person has, the better decisions that they'll be able to make. Of course, the better decisions that a person makes, the more they'll be able to grow their career, and the faster they'll be able to grow their career as well. For example, if you have just one animal health job or veterinary job opportunity, then you don't have many options. However, if you have three or four or five opportunities, then you have more options. And when you have more options, then you can choose the one that's best for you. When you have more options and you have better options, you can make better decisions. It's as simple as that.
And Stacey, there are plenty of animal health job and veterinary job opportunities available in the marketplace right now, aren't there?
Yes, that is absolutely correct, especially in the veterinary profession. There are tremendous amounts of opportunities. And that's one of the reasons why it doesn't make much sense to be only inward focused. That's because when you're only inward focused, then you're not aware of these opportunities and you're missing out on them. And I say this to animal health and veterinary professionals on a regular basis, but this is a great time to be working in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. I've never seen a marketplace as candidate-driven as the one we're experiencing right now today.
Stacey, thank you so much for all of this great information. We're just about out of time for today. Is there anything else that you'd like to add before we wrap up today's episode?
Yes, there is. As I mentioned earlier, I've talked with thousands of animal health and veterinary professionals during my career, and I continue to talk with them on a daily basis. And I have to say that sometimes I'm amazed by some people that don't know what's going on within the overall industry. And when I say they don't know, I mean they really don't know. It's almost as if they sometimes, you know, certain people, it's almost like they just have no awareness of what's going on in the industry in which they work. The reason I bring this up is because if you're working in the animal health industry or veterinary profession and you're both inward focused and outward focused, then you have an advantage over many other professionals in the marketplace. I would also encourage our listeners to take a good hard look at themselves to determine how outward focused they are. If they decide that they're not outward focused enough, then they should make an effort to improve in this area. Because as I said, if you can become a person who is both inward focused and outward focused, then you will gain an advantage over other professionals. In other words, you'll be able to take advantage of opportunities that they don't know about.
Thank you once again, Stacey. And I invite our listeners to join us next time when we address more hiring and employment issues in the animal health industry and veterinary profession. We hope that you'll join us then. Thank you for joining us for the Animal Health Employment Insider today. And be sure to check out our hot jobs on the Vet Recruiter website at www.thevetrecruiter.com. And again, one more time for our listeners, that's www.thevetrecruiter.com.